And so this is called Made to Measure. So it's one of those things. One more, yeah. We're going to keep moving.
Hell yeah, man.
We're going to do one more. This is one of those songs that actually don't play a lot. And I don't know why.
This is the one that's going to show up in the rolling credits to a TV show.
It probably will. It probably will. It's called...
15 years later, 15 years from now.
It's called Past the Tense. To Tucker, to your point around like this is to me it's a very specific song.
We should wander. Love other way.
So that's a sort of a sample of what one might expect from a set at the Sunday's Best Forum. I bet you've played all those songs in this forum.
I have, yes. Yeah.
Cool.
I think I have.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have.
But you've got new ones. You've got hundreds more waiting in the wings.
Well, I mean, that's part of it, right? Like sometimes it's songs that are new and workshopping. Sometimes it's songs that I dust off.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I haven't played this in a long time. Let's go see if it still holds water. Uh-huh. Like, to your point around, like, is the song still good?
Yeah.
Do I still like it? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, they haven't heard it before. Let's see, right?
Yeah, how's it playing the rotation?
Yeah, how's exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of rotation...
Nice segue. Oh,
yeah, nice.
Show me something, Tucker. Show
that's
me something.
Nicely done, man.
Well played, Tony.
All right. Well, I'll open this with a song, much like you did. This is one that I initially wrote in a different way. When I first wrote it, it was a punk song. I do love some punk rock, and this was kind of like a sort of libertines-esque, you know, Britpop kind of a punk song. But I'm gonna do it singer-songwriter style.
Get all sensitive on this, Mike.
Get all sensitive, exactly. It's called More to Show You. for too long, or you might find you're left alone with all your time. Memories, no place to live. The sun's got more to show you. I'll hold on for so long, don't let you go. Still learning how to let you in to my whole life to find you. And I don't want to start again. Our distant memories ain't so ancient after all. Don't you know how much I love you? Much I care. Can't you see me? I'm still out here, yeah, still out here waiting for you. Some let go, but what is life? If all you're holding is your time, freedom for, but you don't feel, that's not the better deal. So don't hold on for too long, and you might find the sun's got more to show you. Thanks, y'all. Yeah, so that one, you know, short and sweet, kind of.
So that started as a punk song?
That's out, started as a punk song, man. And I have the punk demo. And honestly, I really like it as a punk song, too. But then I was just, like, sitting around with the acoustic and playing. And I was like, what would happen if I just did it chill?
Just melodic.
Yeah. Right? I know.
Crazy.
This next song's called Heartstrong. Again, keeping with themes, you know, I agree with you. The last coming up on 3 years, I mean, this has been an incredibly
wild stream.
Intense. Yes. And, you know, pretty dark at times. Yeah. And so this is a song, again, a very personal song to me, but a song that I think, you know, for the listener, dedicated to whoever it is that you've looked to over this period of time and has kept you strong in times when you needed someone to help pick you up, you know? And so I'm going to dedicate it tonight to the man on my sweatshirt, Salah Al-Shafarawi, who I didn't personally know. He's passed now. He was murdered. But he's a person who, for the last number of years, really brought a lot of light into my life and a lot of music and hope into the lives of many. So this is, I'm going to dedicate it to him. Inside me, who is cutting and he is cruel and doesn't let me live down my mistakes. When his bow is strong, pulled back and loose, the second arrow flies so swift and straight. The perfume of you is stronger. Her wraps around me warm in so many ways. And fingers long and lightly, dancing in the air, bringing quiet kind of comfort to my days and nights. And you are, we're heart strong, no love song could ever capture half of what we are, half of what we are. Laughter lifts the sun, the music of your voice lifts me to sing, and all I want to do is lean in close for hours and hours, content in conversation that you bring. Now something in me's better, each other see beneath life's quills. When I think about you, all I do is smile, and I hope that we both always will, 'cause I am, and you are. Half of what we are, half of what we are. I question life and love, you quell my disbelief. Within a single glass, you soothe the deeper grief. Now I know who I'd be if I weren't so attached to you. It doesn't matter, baby, that wouldn't be true, 'cause I am. One more, kind of keep it in the same vein.
Yeah.
This one's called Portal. You know? Yeah. It's called Portal. It's about letting love in, you know?
Easier said.
Yeah.
Easier said.
I think 18 people at least were killed today in Lebanon, you know? We need to let love in. We need to turn away from that violence. So the song goes out to everybody doing their part in themselves to open themselves to that. It's called Portal. Defensive postures that are left all well burned. Try to drink, try to smoke, try to snore, live and win something new to be. But fewer are the ways that you feel close to me. I know there's somebody in there, baby, just trying to be heard. From the deep recesses of the fortress you built up there with the birds. Locked inside, deep inside, that someone holds the key. But there's somewhere far away, behind a door hidden from me. But I'm looking, I'm trying hard to find some kind of map or incantation to make it all open wide. Yeah, for love, love, to enter once again. Oh, love, love, that's where we begin. We begin with love. Yeah, love, love for all of us and none. Our love is stronger than the gun. Safe inside, honey, and quiet and warm. But avoidance will never help you apply any kind of balm. If you want in the healing that you need, love, and these two good arms of mine, you know they're more than enough, and I have them. They're open wide to you. Love is like a portal, baby. All you gotta do is step through. Yeah, and love, love, you'll enter once again. Oh, and love, love, baby, that's where we begin. We begin with love, yeah, love, love for all of us or none. I saw the verity stronger than the gun. Where we begin with love, yeah, love, love for all of us or none. Our love is stronger than the gun. Every time love, love.
Thank you.
Oh man, awesome stuff, guys. I feel like I've got my own little personal battle of the bands happening right between
right here. Oh man,
wow. I'm really moved. I'm so glad you guys could find the time to come down here and play some music and talk about your deal at Sunday's Best coming up this Sunday,
Sunday. Yep. This Sunday at the Halfway Club down on Geneva Street in the Excelsior.
What time?
We're going to start around 4:30. So
4:30.
We tend to start like 4:30 to about 7, 7:30 or so, depending on how it goes. Yeah, we've got myself and Tucker, and then two new members to the Halfway Club roster. Yes, so Larissa and David Thompson, I think. But yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the things is like we always have a few new voices, and we're always looking for more. You know, but I think this is a good sense of like the vibe, right? Like just people who have new stuff or have stuff that they want to get out and truly workshop. I think is part of it.
Yeah. Right. And you can also eat and drink while all this is happening.
Absolutely. Eat and drink. Their menus.
If you're on the other side of the songwriting,
their cocktails are great. It's family friendly. It's
very.
It's dog friendly. If you happen to have one of those four legged friends.
Some incredible dogs there.
Yeah,
I've really met some wonderful dogs there.
And there's like a big outdoor patio. So if your dog is like, I don't like this, what's going on? They can go outside and sit in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys go see music, live music, outside of this? Besides playing live music, you go see it? Like, what kind of stuff have you seen lately? Just curious. I'm always curious because I like to tell, you know, like, I'm just looking at the telephone pole outside of the studio. There's events that, there's like one event, it's got like 13 bands. Like, I could make a set just off of those, just exploring those bands. So, I'm just curious, like, what are you going to see, Tucker?
I've been really focusing in on seeing and supporting a lot of local live music. So I would definitely recommend going to Trixie Rasputin Presents and checking out. She's a promoter in the Bay Area and the city and does a lot of great rock shows. You know, the Kilowatt is a great place always.
I love the Kilowatt.
The Parkside, bottom of the hill while we still have it. There's some, I mean, we are blessed with so many great venues. Yeah, you mentioned Porch Fest just happened. Patio Cella, which I was involved in for many years, is coming up in Oakland. Huh? Laser Beam, I think, is headlining.
Laser Beam is great. I saw them recently at the Golden Gate Park band show, and they're just so freaking heavy, man. Like, one of the most beautiful places to see a band. Like, in my dreams, I was like, I wish I could organize the Haight-Ashbury Psychedelic Music Festival and have it right here, because it is just, I don't know what it feels like as a band to play there, but to watch it, it's just like, I'm really picky about the venues I go to these days. Like, I want that to have like a beautiful kind of a vibe. And but this is really kind of about Laser Beam, and I've played them on my show.
They're great.
Kind of heavy, kind of like, they kind of, to me, kind of had like a Black Sabbath kind of vibe.
Yeah, they're kind of heavy, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one of my favorite local bands, Treasures. Check them out. And also this next Friday, the 26th, at the Savoy Tivoli in North Beach, come out and see Laser Beam. Mitch Rocket. Come out and see Mitch Rocket.
Mitch Rocket was playing with Laser Beam when I saw.
Correct.
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah. And, you know, I'm in Mitch Rocket, so I'm touting my own show here, but they're a great local band, too. So.
I got one of your stickers. I have more T-shirts than I will ever get around to wearing for the rest of my life, but I could always use another sticker, so I got one of those Rocket stickers.
Fantastic.
How about you, Tony? What are you seeing?
I was just thinking about the last time, speaking of venues, last time we saw a show was Johnny Marr at the... at the Great American, right?
Transcendental. Yeah. If you had told me, so that is like my vintage, right? Like, I was a college radio DJ in the 80s while the Smiths were still an active unit, and I thought they were good. I had a lot of friends who were way into them. But if you had told me in 1986 that the Smiths would have any, that in their songs would have any relevance, you know, even 10 years or 20 years, let alone 40 years later, I would have thought, I would not have put my money on that. But man, I just have to say that show was, there was something extra special about that Johnny Marr show. People were putting their hands around each other's shoulders and jumping up and down like an Oasis. You see the video footage from Oasis show where everybody's doing that and singing, just belting it out. Those songs have taken on a life of their own now, and it's a beautiful thing.
Those
voices raised up together.
Exactly. Yeah. And your point about like different meanings over time. Right?
Yeah.
I think the other show, and like this is like, you know, whatever. I'd never seen Bruce Springsteen before, and part of it's because like, oh my god, these tickets are so expensive. But this last tour, like basically the I'm angry and I'm gonna go back on tour. You know, like, yeah. It was like, all right, he put that tour together in like 7 days.
Wow.
He was like, I can't handle this. I'm gonna put it like, then he's Springsteen, so he's just able to coordinate all this stuff. It's like, I'm gonna do 17 cities right now, make it happen. And you know, I was like, well, I'm not getting any younger, I might as well just bite the bullet at this point. And so like, did it, and it was like, it was exactly what I needed it to be, right? It was it wasn't the greatest hits. It was a little more pointed, it was a little more, it was sharper across the board, but still like very finished, polished Bruce Springsteen show, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I did, from back to your point, like from a person you steal heavily from, to see
Bruce.
That's how they do it.
Yeah,
and that's the trick, right? And you're just like, again, taking notes, always taking sort of mental notes. So like, all right, how does that work? How does this work? How are they pulling this thing off? How do I steal that?
And you know, Bruce Springsteen is a great example. I mean, you had mentioned earlier. I fucking forget. Now my train of thought's just running away with me. Shoot.
Well, I can say something about Bruce Springsteen. Please, so my dad was a used car dealer, and I grew up on a used car lot.
Okay.
And he has this song where he talks about, you know, working all day in my daddy's garage. And I was like, how does he know? And then later I read his book, and he's like, well, really, I don't know. I was just kind of like playing a part, you know, like we're just like writing a story. Like, what if I was this blue collar guy? But he sold it to me.
That tip me, man. That's what I was going to mention. The blue collar guy, like Bruce Springsteen, is a great guy that I've studied in terms of like putting yourself in the third person and inhabiting other characters in the writing. We were talking about that earlier, and like how much is personal in the songwriting versus how much isn't. And for me, a lot is personal, but Bruce is a great example of a guy who really knows how to write a song where I'm sure there's many personal things that go into it, but he also has a way of inhabiting characters and different persona within those songs a lot that where they feel no less true to the listener, you know?
Well, I think that's part of what like one of the things, like what makes a song good is like it's gotta have a truth to it.
Yeah.
And even if that truth is 90% fabrication, right? Like there's still a moment of truth in there that you hold on to. And that's the bit. I think one of the things that I also think a lot about, especially in the sort of songwriter construct of like something like Sunday Best, is like they're not all heavy, right?
No.
I've got songs about drinking, I got songs about getting lost.
Yeah.
And those are also just as valid.
Absolutely.
They're just as valid. And I think that's part of the thing. Like as a songwriter, sometimes you're just there to have a good time.
Right.
And there's like great songs about just having a good time.
A lot of songs like about having a good time.
Yeah, and like
gotta have some songs
that's
about that.
That's cool too. In fact, we should
celebrate. Important.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important. It's part of why we're here.
All sides of the coin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I want to say I've been seeing a lot of live music lately, and it's great to be, you know, I'll just be fully transparent and say, you know, I just turned 60, and you know, I've seen many shows recently. I saw the Church is like really kind of my post-punk DNA, but it was great because I took my family, and my 21-year-old kid is like way into this stuff. It is so interesting to see. Like they don't really need to be sold on it too hard. They just play. You just play the music, and the kids seem to like it. They're not like, this is stupid, you know. And that's a bonding moment. I saw a band called The Scratch from Ireland, and they play really, I mean, it's kind of traditional, but it's also kind of punk and kind of thrash at the same time. Like the drummer plays these boxes with mallets. I think it's probably a traditional Irish percussion type thing. And there was another band called but anyway, the opening band, like just two guys doing like folky kind of hillbilly stuff, and they got like a kind of like hipster crowd square dancing. As amazing. Well as wow. Stage diving.
In one show. Incredible.
I have, in all of my years, never seen anything like it. And the energy was awesome. And, you know, I think there's just nothing like live music. And it's all part of your experience. But, like, I was thinking maybe we could just play some songs that from songwriters that we really like. And I was listening to like that you guys playing the stripped down stuff, so some stuff came to mind for me. So I wanted to go first, but then we'll talk about what you guys
absolutely
go for it.
You guys want to play? Let me get some queued up here.
Love one music
second.
Round
talk amongst yourself for a second while I
yeah, talk amongst yourselves while you queue up the thing,
dude. You know, the Springsteen thing was interesting too, because I was thinking, we were talking earlier about the way that songs age over time and a person's relationship with them. And I mean, a guy who's got that much longevity, like you were talking about, what a pointed show it was. It wasn't like he was just standing and delivering like a jukebox of his hits.
Well, I mean, you know? I think that was part of it. It's like the tour before it was clearly like, I mean, everything was like, I'm going to play my hits and reflect on my life. And that was kind of like what he was doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, just made that, wrote the book, and he has his movie, and like, all right, this feels like he's winding down.
Yeah,
and then like, he's like, screw that. Legacy. I'm coming right back out. Right. Like, it was just like, And that was, again, one of those cues of, like, I think this guy has to do it.
I love it when that's the case.
You know, like, I know what you mean. I don't think he's got a choice.
It's like Paul Simon retired, and we were all like, okay, Paul, the muse is in you, buddy.
Yeah,
you can't not do this. Like, and he's like, these seven psalms came to me in a dream, and I had to record them. I couldn't not. You know, we knew it.
Yeah. I mean, Paul McCartney doing SNL, like, last week. Like, he has to do it.
Yeah.
He's got no choice.
Okay, guys, I'm going to switch the channels here. I think maybe there's too much. I think we were blowing the board's mind here a little bit, so I'm going to try and switch things over to the channel. Apologize to the tens of thousands of our listeners tuned in right now. There might be just a little bit of silence while we cue up some tunes to rock on. One moment, please.
Yeah. You guys want to jam?
Yeah, we can play some more songs. I'm
make something up.
How much more time are we rocking on?
We've got about 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes. All right. Let's what was I just talking? We were just talking about
let's do some more chat.
Sillier songs that aren't so heavy, right?
Yes,
so,
we were. Yes, we sure were.
Let's play.
Let's do some soft, some nice fun songs.
Some nice fun songs. This is this kind of fits in the.
I like that.
In the genre of a little goofy. It's called The Glass of Inspiration, which is very much about finding inspiration in a bottle. And feel free to jump in, whatever. Thank you.
with a glass of inspiration and a gallon of regret for things that he has done and things he ain't done yet. Well, he saved up all his money to pay off for his debt. But he met that gal in Reno, and you know she ain't seen nothing yet. And if I say, some road, best think again, are you better on your own? Are you better on your own all alone? Whisper and a flutter, they burst out of them blocks like a star that shines too brightly. Oh, they dashed upon the rocks, for they caught them in the foothills on the way to San Antonio. When them buyer boys come calling, man, you don't pick up that phone. And if I say, best think again, are you better on your own? Are you better on your own all alone? If I say to you, come meet me on that lonesome road, best think again, are you better on your own? Are you better on your own?
Let me just push one button here and just see if I can revive.
Go for it.
I told you it was live. This is how you know it's not AI.
Right? Totally.
No robots.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Oh, I hear something.
Okay. Hey Tony, this is one of your songs that you put forward that I never heard before.
Oh.
And I liked it a lot, so I want to play it. It's called Blade of Grass by Versus off of an album called The Stars Are Insane,
yes.
Which I think is really cool. I like it. Yeah. Versus is just like, you know, like I will play songs that I'm just like, I like the name of that band. They are getting played. Like there's a band called We Were Promised Jetpacks. They're in.
Same.
And The Stars Are Insane. That sounds very shoegazy, but it's not a shoegaze song. So what's up with these guys?
So you know, we're talking about bands that that you hear that sort of inspire. So Versus is fronted by a Filipino guy.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so, like, again, sort of the people, like, you see yourself and you're like, oh, it's a brown Asian art kid who's also going to do, like, kind of around the same time that I was in art school. I'm like, oh, shit, if he can do it, right? And sort of the same sort of driver. And I think he and I think he's still making music somewhere in New York somewhere.
Yeah, cool.
You know, but like it's sort of the thing, like you're never going to stop doing this.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Like, so I'm from Seattle, which is like one of the whitest cities in the country, and I grew up and it's like not so common to see people who weren't white at the time. Like there were like no Latin kids. There were
yeah.
It was just like black kids and white kids and some Chinese kids, and like it was. And so I always thought it was cool when somebody who wasn't white was into rock and roll. It's cool that you could see somebody in your.
It's like back to like again this feeling of permissions and whatnot, and like, you know, I think one of the things that is really interesting, at least growing up Filipino American, is like there are a lot of things where like you're supposed to get a good job and be a scientist or a nurse or a doctor or something. Like, so I went down that path because that's what they tell you to do, and I went as a chemist, and I came out a graphic designer and a painter. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, cool.
Right?
Yeah, I think the aspirational bar in my neighborhood was, like, stay out of prison.
Well, also that, too.
Well, anyway, here's Blade of Grass by Versus.
Nice.
I think. Come on, man. Oh, you were just there. Oh, it fades in, that's why.
Yeah.
Nice. I like a long fade in.
A long fade.
Radio Valencia, thanks for listening.
lovely singing. Thank you.
Shucks, that's about all we got time for. Tony, Tucker, thank you so much for coming down to Radio Valencia. Transmissions from the Mission.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
And talking about Sunday's best. Let's do it again sometime.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And be sure to swing by the Halfway Club on Sunday.
Yeah. That's and right. If you have an interest in being at the Halfway Club as part of the songwriting thing, hit up your Instagram.
Yeah, at SundayBest_sessions, or just find us because we'll be there.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm